in a lot of perspectives and different strategies. We from the library are in direct contact with a group from Santo André. That's a city from the metropolitan
Metropolitan area.
area from São Paulo. They have a cultural space that also have a garbage where they practice agroecology.
A garbage?
Yeah,
A field?
no, not a big field. A space where they have
They
horta.
can, yeah, they can plant vegetables,
Yeah,
like a
but
moonstone collective garden.
yeah, and in they start the space with this project of being contact direct with the community, but then they start to do also some showing of movies, of anarchist movies, some debates, because at Santo André it's a historical city in the strikes from the 70s, where Lula, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, he's
Lula was,
president of
yeah.
Brazil. Oh, he
Yeah.
was the president
Yeah,
of Brazil
he was.
from the Socialist Party
Yeah.
in Brazil.
So he start at that moment in the 70 in Santo André and São Bernardo that have big plants of factories of cars. So the retomada?
The take back.
The take back of the struggle of workers by a socialistic perspective were at that moment at the 70, but we know that this don't have succeed very well because we know how Brazil is now. I don't know if you know, but I know, and we can talk
So
about.
actually take back of the struggle in a good way, like the continuation of the struggle.
Yeah, but not
But it didn't work.
yeah, but a struggle at 70, the dictatorship was starting to lost his power, and the workers start to have some strikes and stuff like that. That was the moment of take back, but the strategies that they reclaim still inside the perspective of parties and the state. And so
Established. Estabelecido.
nothing different. So but the Ativismo ABC, the collective from Santo André, they start to reclaim and to start a discuss and debate about this tradition of the strikes in the city, but trying to show another perspective from the new generation that start to get involved with a political discussion. So they are now with they have the how they are organized from 10 years now. This year they made 10 years from group and 8 years with the house with this space. So and they have also a journal. They start editorial project, and so a lot of different perspective. They are now acting. Also in São Paulo, at this moment we have a group that calls Autonomous FC. It's a soccer team. It's a team auto-organized.
Self-organized.
Self-organized, and they have a cultural space where is the house of the team that calls Casa Mafalda. Mafalda is character from
South America. Mafalda was comics books from South America in the 50s, I think, and she was very revolutionary. She was just a kid, and she had very revolutionary ideas, and it was quite funny. So this place is called House of Mafalda. Yeah.
Kind of Pippi Lanka.
More revolutionary. Oh. Like really with political views and the world sucks and yeah.
The writer is called Kino.
Huh?
Yeah.
Kino with a Q.
Yeah, so you know.
U-I-N-O-Kino. Does
you
a
have
lot
it.
Of political...
It's urgent.
Drawing.
It's urgent, then, right?
Argentine.
So, the team, the soccer team, they mostly try to organize parties and debates, and they are not a professional team, they are amateur. So they play almost every weekend,
mm-hmm.
and they try to debate with other teams football and society with a political perspective. So
propaganda of the ball.
Then the question is, do they play good football?
No, of course.
that
can help
fine.
A lot.
No,
it's like the practice. How do you call it? Like what is it? The example by the practice.
Yeah.
they are having now problem with the because there you can anyone can join the team. You don't need to be anarchist or nothing. You just want to play with them. So you can start to go to the games and play, and some guys and some girls, but mostly the guys have a competitivity perspective of football, and are more focused on winning games that try to discuss or try to bring something different with. So inside the group now at this moment there are some friends that have a more political perspective and want to keep the team being self-organized and being having a different perspective of the game of everything. So now at this precise moment they are having some inside problems, but for example they were invited to play at the Mundiali Antirracista that will happen now, start I think tomorrow or today.
It's in Milan always.
In Bologna. Modena.
Last year it was Bologna.
This year it's gonna be in Modena. So they are in contact with groups, some autonomous groups in football, autonomous groups in England and in Italy and other places. So they try to do this, and also in the last year strikes against the rise of the bus passage.
That you have to pay for the bus?
Yeah.
Bus ticket?
The
increase in price of public transport.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And there were a lot of manifestations.
Mm-hmm. Demonstrations.
In the streets, and the team make some matches inside the manifestation. So try to dialogue with other groups and stuff
walk
like that.
Walk the street and play football.
Yeah. inside the manifestation. So there's this group, and now I don't know if you know there is no, I'm still pensando. I think the plataformist are groups in Brazil. They start to organize themselves in the beginning of this century again, after that first experience, and now they are acting, they are more integrate and having more actions, and in two months ago, they create a confederation of the anarchist Brazilian groups that have a plataformistic perspective, and they are acting directly, for example, in some favelas in Rio de Janeiro, with the workers from the field. And so they are trying to construct this anarchism from the base, but they are more strong now. But the problems that the other groups used to have in the 90s, they are facing again at this moment. And I think these three experiences are three important experiences at this moment that are happening in São Paulo, and the groups from São Paulo dialoguing with other groups in Brazil.
What are some of the problems that they are facing?
The structure from the social movements, for example, the peasants from MST, they produce, but they don't have who to buy the
peasants.
Yeah, they don't have a direct contact with in the city. We don't have any place that can sell, or a logistic to sell the product from them. So the form of organized, they are this group, for example, in São Paulo, they are trying to create a way with the workers from them have autonomy of produce and sell their own
products.
Mm. So they start this project about, I think, a year, and at this moment it's very small. They don't have much success, but they are trying different spaces. So they try to sell in the university. It works, but they have the logistic problem, because the peasants don't have car, so the members have to go there, take the products. So the
how many are they working then?
With the peasants, I think they are about 20. But in the group, in the different perspectives of the group, they are about 50. So they're not so big, not so small. For example, we in the library, we are in 8 person.
8 people.
8 people.
Like it's like the field, so the far away from the city, or.
São Paulo.
Big.
You
huge.
He told that most of you travel about an hour to came here. We travel 2 hours to go to work and come back inside the city. So it's something like that. It's 2.5 hours to
17
to
million
go
people.
To 2.5 hours to go to a place and more 2.5 hours to come back. So it's very distance, but not only the problem is not only the distance, is the rush hour. It's all the time. São Paulo have the biggest cars, the big quantity of cars in the world. We have non-planet city, so it's
but maybe then to put like a field like outside São Paulo for people in São Paulo is maybe not that efficient, and maybe to put it like in a smaller smaller provincial city, you know, like
the problem I think they have is they are mainly from the person that from the group are from São Paulo, so they try to. They are from São Paulo, and the peasants are from the border of the
suburbs of São Paulo.
Some suburbs, and but the suburbs in São Paulo, they are always the poor, from the poor people or from the peasants. So they try to make this, this, but don't.
They don't have the means for it. They don't,
Have the everything is difficult. So and now we have the soccer cup in more 2 years, and the governor from all the cities that will have matches from the cup are creating very hard laws from the popular commerce to trying to legalize all, and this kind of workers, they will never be legal because they don't have money to pay, because the taxes from commerce commerce in Brazil is very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. So
I can try.
And they also want to evict a lot of favelas because of the World Football Cup.
With the favelas, they are only changing the aspect of taking off some that will be in the way of the tourists. So different,
the tourists can go safe.
Go safe and have a nice view of the progress of Brazil. So
the building walls around them.
Yeah,
in Belgium, the commentary that if people used to walk, you know, the mountain, and there was some mango trees here, so go pick some mangoes and go down, and I have to walk a straight line, follow the wall.
No,
and then I have to walk like an hour.